Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're keeping safe and doing good. This is Nidhi, your host, and you're listening to me through this podcast, Urban Diaries, a podcast for book lovers and for those who want to improve their English speaking skills. Since this is my first episode in this new year 2021, I extend my heartfelt wishes and blessings to all my listeners. A very happy new year, guys. May this new year bring you good luck and happiness. With this thought, I'll also keep providing you interesting and informative episodes on English language. So if you like this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. Talk about New Year. What's your take on that? How were the first 7 days of this year for you? While everyone around me got more productive in the quest to complete their resolution, I also decided to welcome 2021 in my own way. Grabbing a fresh piece of writing, finding a cozy place, and reading it throughout the day. You got me. I've just completed reading this wonderful book, and now I can't wait to tell you guys all about this latest book that I read this week. The book is called The Room That I Have Found by the author Shivram K., which is a collection of some beautiful poems. Since it's been a while I've done any book review, I decided to do it now with this fresh piece of writing of 2021. Let's peep into the book together. As I said, this book is a collection of different poems. For some reason, the poet has divided the whole book into 4 parts, and that you get to know once you start reading the book. The poems in the book deals with various themes such as confession, love, longing. Some of the poems even deal with the philosophy of life, and that I found quite interesting. Mostly the poet talks about the inside quest of oneself. When you read the book, you always feel yourself surrounded by a hope of ray. Then no matter how much you are struggling in your life, be it depression, anxiety, and hard times, eventually everything will be alright. The author holds subtle ways to convey what he wants to say in such simple phrases. The language of the poems is quite rich and lucid. If you're a good reader, the book can be read in one sitting. Every poem is different, thoughtful, and delivers a deep message. Each message quite relevant to today's world. If you ask me, I really enjoyed 1 or 2 poetic pieces from this book most. And if you permit, I would really like to recite them for you guys. Although I'm not a poet or anything yet, somehow I felt that these tiny lines are the best source of medium to get across my thoughts and feelings to you people. So feel free to add any inputs if you like. Here I go. The first one. When your past memories are nightmarish, which reverberate you with agony and pathos, then stand before the mirror of your room, gaze at your reflection, and look into your own eyes, and speak aloud a soliloquy that your past can hear you. I am indomitable, implacable. I am a person of love and life and a month of merriment. Now, the second one. I was broken in pieces the day you decided to walk apart, but I never thought you were educating me how to walk alone without you. I found the precious me. Guys, life is beautiful and is very short. Most of us have this tendency to hold on our sufferings and bad experiences that we almost forget that we have this life to live and not to complain all the time. For most of us, the past year was full of unpredictable events, some memories that we even don't want to hold. But this is not the end, my dear. It doesn't matter if your past was golden or not. Remember this. Every new day begins with a lot of hope. I truly thank the author of this book for injecting such a positivity into my new year with this beautiful creation, these lovely poems. If you too are a poetry lover and craving to have some good poems in your poetry collection, this is a must book for you. You can get this book on Amazon Bookstore online. I'll surely drop the link in the description. Thanks for listening me. This is me, Nidhi. I'll see you guys again very soon with another episode. Till then, take care and keep learning.